Jeff, I want to ask you to hold on for a moment because we're going to bring into the conversation two women who are intimately involved with the Timothy Cole case. The first is Ruby Session. She is the mother of the late Timothy Cole. And the second is Michelle Mallon. She is the rape victim whose testimony helped to convict Cole back in 1986. Ruby, Michelle, thank you both for coming on News and Notes.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Ruby, let me begin with you. Timothy was your oldest son. Tell us what it was like visiting him in prison all of those years, believing that he was, in fact, an innocent man.
We always knew he was innocent. Timothy knew that, too. It was very, very hard to go to see him and then leave, coming back to Fort Worth, knowing that there were some things going on that were not conducive for his health.
How did he handle it? What did he say to you when you would go visit?
His main thing was, I want to be exonerated and totally vindicated from this crime. And he couldn't understand why Michelle picked him out. He didn't live to hear from her and from Jeff and all those others who are working on the case as to how she could have picked his picture out. That's another story, because in the lineup, the pictures taken from police files, TM's picture was a Polaroid picture. And the description of the rapist for Michelle did not match my son in any shape, form, or fashion.
Well, let me stop there to bring Michelle into the conversation. And Michelle, we appreciate your coming on. I'd like to start with this. You were the victim of a brutal rape on March 24th, 1985, in a Lubbock, Texas church parking lot. In all those years since the trial, did you ever doubt that your identification of Timothy Cole was accurate?
I never doubted it. I honestly was shocked when I found out on May 21st of this year when George White from the Lubbock DA's office contacted me. I mean, I thought he was getting out of prison. I didn't know he died 9 years ago. So, no, I never had any doubt. And in my mind, I really honestly believed that they had found the right guy. I thought that, you know, they didn't tell me their evidence. I just assumed they had other forensic evidence, and it looked to me like, I mean, I really honestly believed he was the one.
Have you been able to ask yourself how, even though you were convinced that he was the one, that it turns out, if the DNA evidence is correct, that he, in fact, was not the one?
Have I what now?
Have you ever been able to figure out or ask yourself how you could have come to the wrong conclusion?
I've asked myself that 1,000 times ever since I got that phone call in May. I mean, I have no idea. I mean, unless I was just so traumatized or something, I don't know. I really don't. I really honestly believe that it looked like him to me. It really did, and I thought that was him.
Now, Ruby, tell us about the day that you found out about the DNA results.
Jeff Blackburn called one of my sons and I about 8 o'clock on a Friday night and said that the DNA come back, and it was this guy in Snyder, Texas. And we celebrated a little bit, but we were cautiously optimistic until the final results came in. So it's bittersweet, but we're just hoping that a judge somewhere here in the state will let Jeff have this hearing.
Now, we're going to ask both of you to hold on. In a moment, we're going to take a break, and I want to talk about the fact that you, Michelle, and you, Ruby, for the first time last Friday, as I understand it. Is that right?
Yes.
So we're going to talk about what that meeting was like. Jeff, you're still there?
I sure am.
Really quickly, is there a time frame at all that's involved in moving this forward?
Well, it's going to be up to the judge. The best we can do is bring it to the attention of the courts now in Travis County. We plan on filing this petition on Thursday. And after that, it's going to be up to the system itself to see if they're willing to rectify this horrible, horrible, tragic error.
If you are successful, it would be, would it not, the first time in the history of the state of Texas that someone who has been convicted of a crime was exonerated posthumously.
That's correct.
All right, hold on. Like we said, we're going to come back and continue this conversation with both of you, with all three of you. We're talking with Jeff from the Innocence Project. We're talking with Ruby Session, the mother of the late Timothy Cole. We're also speaking with Michelle Mallon, who was the rape victim whose testimony sent him to prison back in 1986. This is News and Notes. We'll be right back. This is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. We're back with Jeff Blackburn, chief counsel for the Innocence Project of Texas. He is leading the effort to posthumously exonerate Timothy Cole. Ruby Session is Cole's mother, and Michelle Mallon is the rape victim whose testimony sent Cole to prison. She is now helping to clear his name. Welcome back. Let me begin with you, Michelle and Ruby. This is a tragic situation, and there are victims all around. But for the mother of a man who died in prison and who was convicted wrongly, and for a victim of rape who was a part of sending that person to prison, for the two of you to meet for the first time face-to-face just last Friday must have been an emotional moment. Ruby, was it?
It was. I had talked to her about a month ago on the telephone, and I was anxious to see her. I have no animosity now, never have. Did the family have any animosity towards Michelle? We said she had been raped, but we all knew that it was not Timothy. She had our sympathy, but in meeting her last Friday, she had apprehension, saying that she, in her mind all the way over from the airport, that she thought how we might dislike her, hate her even. And so I tried to dispel all those fears by letting her know that she was victimized just as my son was, and we never had any animosity toward her. So I tried to reassure her that we never said, never doubted that those things did not happen to her. But the only thing was that we knew for certain is that my son did not do it because of the way the arrest went down and then the way the trial was conducted.
Well, so let me bring Michelle in. Michelle, how apprehensive were you about meeting Ruby and the family?
Well, I was just kind of, I mean, when I first found out about it on May 21st, I mean, my first reaction was, oh my gosh, his family probably hates me. That was just what I thought. And I thought, you know, I never dreamed they would want to even talk to me or see me or anything. And then I get this, you know, email from Sarah Hagee from the, she sent it to my cousin in Abernathy, and then my cousin forwarded it to my mom, and my mom forwarded it to me and saying that the family was, you know, she sent me in the email Corey, the youngest brother's cell phone number, and saying that they would love to talk to me and all this stuff. And I was just shocked. I never dreamed that. So, I mean, because I just assumed they probably just couldn't stand me, and as, you know, as they had every right to, and as, in my eyes. And I was very apprehensive on Friday. I was scared that, you know, I was just nervous.
Where did this meeting take place, and how long did it last, Michelle?
It was at Corey's house, Timothy's youngest brother's.
And how long were you there?
I don't know. I guess an hour and a half. I don't know, a couple. It seems like it was a couple hours, an hour and a half to 2 hours. I don't know.
So when you left, when she left, let me ask you, Ruby, did you feel that you had made an important connection that would help Timothy?
I was just happy to know that she would come and meet us. The most important thing in that meeting was for us to let her know that we had no hard feelings toward her, because she had nothing to ask our forgiveness for, and I was just happy that the story was out. But before I finish, I'll just say this. We took Michelle to the cemetery so that she could see where Timothy is buried and let her have some moments to say whatever she had to say to him along the lines of the things that she had said to us when we first met.
Our time is running short, and let me bring you back in, Jeff, for one last comment, and it's this. When you have the victim who is now recanting and who is supporting the efforts to have Timothy Cole exonerated, we have less than a minute for your answer. Is that not enough to get the court of inquiry that you're looking for?
Well, it should be. We've already found moral redemption. Now we need legal redemption.
And you're hoping that that's going to happen?
I'm still enough of a believer in the court system, even in Texas, to think that somewhere, someplace, there's a judge who's willing to say what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong.
Michelle, thank you very much for coming on. We appreciate you sharing your story with us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And the same to you, Ruby. Thank you for coming on as well. It's a fascinating story that you all have to tell.
Thank you very much.
Jeff Blackburn is the chief counsel for the Innocence Project of Texas. He is leading the effort to posthumously exonerate Timothy Cole. Ruby Session is Timothy Cole's mother. Her son was wrongfully convicted of rape, dying in prison while serving his sentence. And Michelle Mallon is the victim of rape whose testimony sent Timothy Cole to prison. She is now helping with the formal efforts to have his name cleared.